Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin, and today I have Jen Gowland here with me, who is the owner of Elite Marketing Agency. So Jen's agency specializes in serving the real estate market, which is really interesting. So today we're going to be learning all about Jen's story of starting her agency. We'll be talking a little bit about, you know, some challenges that she's had to overcome along the way and how she works to continue to grow her agency and bring in more leads. So thank you for joining us today, Jen.
Thanks, Julia. It's great to be here.
Awesome. So I'd love to know what really motivates or inspires you as an agency owner.
As an entrepreneur?
Yeah, as an entrepreneur and agency owner, what kind of is, you know, what fuels you and motivates you?
Interesting. I've always been sort of a natural entrepreneur. It's something I just always knew I was destined to be. I guess just that thrill of accomplishment and of owning something of my own.
Awesome. Love it. And so tell us about, you know, your journey of starting Elite Marketing Agency. What kind of led you to start the agency?
Oh, it's a journey. So after university, I started working in a law firm, and I was doing real estate law. So I did that for some time, and then I eventually moved to a bigger firm. And so I sort of knew real estate law, and I would sort of see the real estate side of things. And then eventually I decided to become a realtor myself. So back in 2012, I got my real estate license, I still have it. So 10 years later, I still have it. I don't actively sell. I do sell for friends and family. But I sort of got a window into that world and was working it every day. And from there, I realized that there was this need in the real estate industry for a company that sort of catered to realtors and did all of the things that realtors needed. So back in 2018, I developed the idea for Elite. And it was to be called Elite Marketing and Concierge Services. So not only would we provide marketing services specifically for realtors from a realtor's perspective, we also offered all of the other things that real estate agents needed. So we did staging and cleaning and handyman work and sign installation. Anything that a realtor could need, we did. I just remember having been, a realtor and thinking, okay, so I'm listing this property and I need feature sheets and I need photography and I need this. And you know what? The grass is really overgrown and the lady doesn't live there anymore. If someone could come in and cut the grass and put up a sign for me. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if there was just one agency that had all those people? You just make one call and they know the timelines. They know that the staging has to be done before the pictures. And then just someone who understands the agency just to execute all of these mundane tasks that took up most of my day.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
It really was, and there was a real need for it. So in March of 2019, I opened Elite Marketing and Concierge Services, and we did all of the things. So the challenge there, as good of an idea as it was, is we weren't set up enough to have all of these professionals, a professional cleaner on staff, a professional window washer, a professional. So we had to subcontract people that were already doing this because we didn't have enough business to sort of have full-time people on for that other than the marketing, which we had full-time in-house. So it became a bit of a challenge there because they weren't my employees. They were subcontractors. So I had to sort of skirt around their schedules. I had to pay somewhat inflated pricing. And that was a little bit challenging. And basically, it was just project management was my day. I had this giant whiteboard in front of me, and it was just sort of constantly moving parts, which I really enjoyed. But there were challenges with it. And then exactly a year after we had opened, COVID happened. So we had to shut everything down. Like, I just remember, like, you know, closing my laptop in this very room and just like walking out in a daze, like, oh my gosh, what do we do? So we did shut down because the government told us to. And I was home with children, small children. I think they were two and five at the time. So now I'm home with my kids. Schools are closed. My business is closed. And I was like, I don't know what's happening here. Like, what do I do? So we just sort of, you know, stayed in that state of limbo for a few months. And then we sort of opened up the marketing side again because that could be done remotely. So we did that. And then eventually we were allowed back into the office once school started again in September. And we realized how nice it was to just do the marketing. We all loved it. It was way less work than organizing all these other things. We were good at it. And I thought, man, like, this is what we're going to do. This is the direction we're going to head in. So from, I guess, September 2020 on, we only did marketing and only for the real estate industry, which was really neat because houses were still selling and people still needed marketing. So that's sort of where that happened. And then earlier this year in 2022, I thought, you know what, there are a lot of people that come to us from other industries, small businesses around us and just people we connect with. And they wanted some marketing services as well. And I thought, okay, yeah, we could do that. And we got a great response from that. So we decided to diversify. So in June of this past year, we changed the name from Elite Marketing and Concierge Services because we hadn't been doing concierge services for some time. We just became Elite Marketing. We rebranded and we diversified. So now we offer our services to all industries. And it seems to be small and medium-sized businesses as well as realtors, brokerages, and teams.
Interesting. So how did you, you know, get the word out there that you were branching out and serving other industries besides just the real estate market? How did you communicate that and then bring in more clients from those other industries?
So social media was big, and then word of mouth as well. So when you bump into somebody at a party or at, you know, playground house work going, oh, great, we're now doing this. Oh, great, my brother owns a contracting business and he needs a new logo, or, you know, my sister needs new branding or social media management. A lot of it is just making connections with people, and helping them that way, word of mouth. We have a lot of repeat and referral clients. So we do a lot of e-blasts and we just communicate with our clients that way. Sometimes it's, you know, great promotions that we have on. Sometimes it'll just be to share some news, such as, you know, we're diversifying. So I know you're a realtor, but if, you know, your spouse or anyone in your circle happens to own a small or medium-sized business and they need anything, feel free to reach out. So that's been sort of mostly how we've been doing it.
Interesting. Okay. So you've got basically just, you know, conventional networking everywhere you go. You're your own biggest advocate, just, you know, talking about the business. And then you've got social media and then the e-blasts as well are typically the ways that you're kind of staying top of mind.
For the most part, we also launched, this is sort of a real estate term, but a geographic farming campaign. So neighborhood mailouts, as well as some other methods that we've targeted our town. And we send out postcards every month with promotions or information, or sometimes they're just funny. But just to sort of get that brand recognition.
Okay, interesting. And then, so when you were first starting out, how did you bring on those first few clients?
Well, it was just like real estate sales, right? So, I mean, you know that it's not just going to happen in a day. You've got to have a plan. You've got to stick to your plan. And I mean, this is the stuff we're teaching our clients as well. So we had a solid plan. I hired right off the bat a sales rep. Sort of a sales rep account manager who would bring all the sales in and take the files from beginning to end and build relationships with those clients. That first rep didn't exactly work out, but then I hired somebody, a couple months in, and she's still with the company. She is the heart of the company. She knows every single client. She knows their dog's name, their, you know, where their kids go to school. She's just an amazing human being. And through her, we've been able to maintain these relationships.
Interesting. Okay. That's really interesting that you hired a sales rep right out the gate. I don't think that's really common. So that's cool.
Yeah. It was challenging just to sort of manage all the projects, so I couldn't really do all of the jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Very good. And then, so how would you say that you really maintain happy clients who are going to, continue to bring in referrals for you guys down the road?
So by A, just providing really high quality work. Our designer is like the best designer I've ever worked with and I've ever seen. Her work is just amazing. Our photographer is just amazing. Social media manager is amazing. So hiring great talent who will actually mm-hmm. produce really good work is number one. And then secondly, giving good customer service. So everything that Megan does day in, day out is to just make all of our clients super happy every day. And she cares. And I think that's what makes it successful, caring about clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then, so I know COVID was a huge challenge for you guys to overcome. Were there any other challenges that you had to overcome along the way as you've grown Elite Marketing?
Yeah. So I think COVID was the number one, I mean, for business itself, but mainly as a working mother, an entrepreneurial mother, and all of the staff were all moms too. So not being able to physically be in the office, also having toddlers running around during COVID, that was all extremely challenging. And then sort of we'd take, two steps forward and then be pushed one step back. And it was just, I guess, the constant rebuilding of momentum. That was probably our biggest other challenges, staffing and just the crazy world that is HR. And when we grow a little bit more, I cannot wait to hire somebody for that position so that I no longer have to do that. But I've learned a lot about HR, different personalities, the right questions to ask, the wrong questions to ask. As for growth, I think that's it. Just hiring the right people, motivating them, retaining them, being kind and being compassionate to other people's situations. People are going to go through stuff. People are going to go through, kids stuff, family stuff, illnesses, and just treating everybody like an actual human being rather than a number, I think is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. And do you want to talk a little bit about, what you've learned along the way with regards to, motivating and retaining your employees?
Sure. I think it really just comes down to office culture and being respectful. We have a great time when we're in the office. We only have a certain window in the day because a lot of us will be in charge of picking up and dropping off our kids and blah, blah, blah. And so when we're here to work, but we chat, we have fun, we share food, we just get along. And I think when you're a real human being and you treat people as such and are respectful to their certain circumstances, that goes a long way for retention. And I mean, I try to compensate everybody as best as I can as well. I think that helps too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I know you mentioned a little bit about personality types. How do you kind of look at that and how do you use that to your advantage in your business?
Have you ever done anything with DISC theory?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's super interesting. I took this DISC course from this great coach back in when I was doing real estate years ago, and it just blew my mind because I didn't realize that I'm someone that likes to have everybody sort of put in these. It makes more sense to me if I can just identify different personalities and say, okay, this person is a D, so I'm just going to communicate with them that way because that's more effective. And you can sort of, so there's the D, the I, the S, and the C, and each personality or a dominant trait in someone's personality will dictate sort of how they are. And it sort of helped me in my personal relationships too, because I've got a friend who I just never understood why she was always late and why it took her 45 minutes to make a sandwich and all of these things. But having done this, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. And it's helped me be a lot more patient with her. So when you're hiring for certain positions, you want certain personality traits. I mean, if they're going to be in accounting, you want them to be a more detailed oriented person. And that's something you can identify by giving them a quick DISC test. Somebody in sales, you want them to be more relationship focused person. I'm a D, so I'm a little bit more dominant. And I like, you know, quick, succinct answers and that kind of thing. So it's just helpful to be able to identify how people need to be communicated with and when I need to be a little more patient with them.
That's really interesting. And then, can you be combination or you're basically one personality type?
Oh, no, you can definitely be a combination. And sometimes those really complement each other. The best CEOs in the world happen to be a mix of a D and an I. So that's that, you know, big personality is your I, and then the D is sort of the dominant one. Unfortunately, I'm lacking the I. So I guess I won't be one of those great CEOs. But yeah, you can definitely be a combination. And then sometimes it's beneficial. But just even offering the test to a prospective employee, you can see that if they are, you know, a high I, they might not be best suited for something like, you know, entering data all day. So it just that sort of helped me with the hiring process.
That's really interesting. So it helps you to know where to kind of place them within the company. And then also, does it help with their communication style? Is that something that you're able to benefit from it as well?
I'm sure I could. It's more, I mean, if I'm a little put out by their communication style, I don't really mind. It's just so that they can best perform their position, best, you know, communicate and some and all of that.
Got it. Okay. Very interesting. And then, so what are your goals for Elite Marketing Agency? You know, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Okay. I'm always thinking about that stuff. So right now we're in a small office in Markham, Ontario, and I sort of wanted to be back in Stouffville. That's where I grew up, where I'm from, where all my connections are. So we recently signed a lease to lease this beautiful century home in Stouffville, which I'm super excited about. We get possession of it in the new year. So definitely.
Amazing.
I know. I'm so excited. It's a really pretty building with a lot of history too. So I'm just so excited. So I definitely think that that's going to be a great move for us. So I definitely see us in Stouffville. I do see the team growing. We are onboarding a couple of new employees in the new year. And so growth for sure. I think it's realistic to say in the next 5 years, we'd have 10 to 15 full-time staff.
Nice.
And just really just helping people. I just want to help everybody grow their own businesses through marketing. So I think we can help a lot of people in the next 5 years.
That's awesome. Very exciting to work towards. So we're going to be moving on to the fast five here shortly. So I'll have five rapid fire questions for you in just a moment. But before we move on, I'd love to know if you have any, you know, final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Sure. I remember when I was debating whether to do this or not, I was listening to another podcast by a real estate coach named Brian Buffini. And I remember he said, just, you know, I don't know if he made this quote or if it's somebody else, but it was like, feel the fear and do it anyway. And I remember thinking,
I like that.
I'm going to do it. And then I did. And then there were some days, especially during, you know, the height of COVID, that I was just like, oh no, what did I do? And then you come out the other side of it and you're like, wow, what a leap of faith. And I'm just so glad that I did it. So words of wisdom would be, if you're thinking about it, just do it. You only live once. My second piece of advice would be, have a big war chest. I certainly didn't plan for the amount of capital that a startup company takes. And I learned the hard way that it does take a bunch of funds to start. So I would say have a nice, healthy war chest before you jump in, but absolutely do it if you're going to.
I love that. Yeah, I think it's really important as an entrepreneur to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and to embrace those things, because usually those are the most important things that you really should be working on. So, you know, if it's something that does make you uncomfortable, kind of stand back and analyze, like, you know, just dig into it a little bit more. What's making me uncomfortable here? What are the benefits if I were to do this? Where could it take my company? And then, like you said, just feel the fear and do it anyway.
Absolutely. And it's scary, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Awesome. Well, we're going to move on to the fast five. So I have five rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Awesome. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
I read a lot, mostly fiction though. But I would think the Steve Jobs biography. It taught me the importance of detail, but also what kind of leader I don't want to be.
Okay, awesome. And what does your morning routine look like?
Absolute chaos. I've got a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old, and it's, you know, a quiet cup of coffee for myself before everyone else gets up. And then it's just every morning with panic and fear and sweating and, you know, go brush your teeth. And it's just chaos.
Do you find that you have more of an evening routine because you have kids?
Yes. Yes. Both are routines, but the evening routine is much more calm.
Yeah. Like where you can sort of fit in more time for yourself and maybe to, you know, do some goal setting or, you know, just time to have like a little bit more quiet time. You can sort of think, you know, ahead where you want to be heading.
Yes. That would definitely happen more in the evenings.
Yeah. That's what I found. Cause I have, we were talking about this before we started recording, but, I have a 7-year-old and the evening I'm almost so tired. So it's not ideal, but I'm not an early morning person. And, but yeah, that's when I'll fit in like exercise, like journaling, like just like having that time to kind of like do some goal setting, organize the next day, just have that time for myself. And like I mentioned, it's not ideal cause you're tired at that point, but, that's what I've kind of had to do.
And if that works, right? Whatever you can sneak it in. I certainly set time aside for that, but often I'll get inspired and I just have like a section of notes in my phone and I'll just, oh my gosh, we got to do this idea. And this is a really great idea. And sort of whenever inspiration strikes.
Love it. Awesome. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Oh, Sarah Blakely. I love her. The founder of Spanx. She's just one of my idols.
Very cool. And what is your favorite online tool?
I know I shouldn't say this because we're a marketing agency, but I have no design talent, so I like Canva. It helps me just sort of roughly put together ideas to send to clients just as a rough mock-up before we actually send it to the talented people in the office who can make it look actually pretty. But it's great for someone like me.
That's awesome. And when you get a chance, look into the story behind Canva. Her name is escaping me, but she's a young entrepreneur and she's Australian. And she grew Canva into like a $1 billion company. It's a really cool story.
That's amazing. Okay. I like it even more now, but it's a fantastic tool.
Yeah, I know. I love Canva. It's so, so handy.
Right.
And last question. What's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I wish I would have known the challenges that working moms face more than I had anticipated. I didn't realize that you're trying to do two very distinct full-time jobs and combine them into one day. I wish I would have known that. It's great and I love both things. But I wish I would have been more prepared than thinking it would be a lot easier than it is.
Oh, it's a huge challenge. Absolutely. I have so much respect for working moms and I think every year that passes, it gets a little bit easier. So you're definitely in the thick of it now, but I think it'll just keep getting easier.
That's what I'm told. And you know, same for you, you got a lot going on. I hope it gets easier too.
Yes. Well, Jen, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure to learn about your journey of starting Elite Marketing Agency, and I really enjoyed learning about your story. So thank you for being today's guest.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Julia. That was fun.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast. And we'll see you next time.